Country Club FM.
Many of you heard our friend John Ingram talk about just a few spots ago. I don't know if you heard it across the network, but talking about hot fudge. Have you ever had hot fudge that was too thick to pour? Even when it was heated up?
No.
That's good fudge. I bet it is. When it's too thick to pour.
I had a little last night.
Some hot fudge or just fudge?
Sugar-free hot fudge.
Thursday, January 21st, 21st day of the year. There are 344 days until the end of this year. If you're counting down the end of the year already,
shame on you.
1793, during the French Revolution, King Louis XVI got guillotined on this date. Guillotined. Guillotine, that is the wrestling magazine that covers everything high school wrestling in the state of Minnesota. But for the French, you got to go, guillotine. It's French. You got to French it up. He was condemned for treason.
Off with his melon.
1793, did some bad things.
Yeah.
1853, our patent of the day, the envelope folding machine. Just think back to the days where you had to fold your own envelopes. And you had to seal them with that little wax thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you put that little glob of wax on there, and then you got your seal and your stamp, and you put it on there back in the day.
Then off to the Pony Express.
Now we don't even need to lick them.
No. They're self-adhesive.
They're self-adhesing envelopes, and this is when they finally decided, you know what, we got people full. Just think, if you were in, it had to be uniform back in that day, because just think if everybody was folding their own envelopes, what it looked like at the post office.
I know if I was folding,
just an
it wouldn't
absolute
look pretty.
Mess. I've seen your origami. It's not very good.
No.
So that was this date, 1853, 1925.
Albania, your border on the Adriatic.
Pretty sure we had Nicholas Colasanto's birthday, right?
Yeah,
he would have here this week.
He was on the gong.
Still his birthday, even though he's dead. It's still his birthday.
So, yes,
you just can't say he's celebrating a birthday because he's no longer with us. Right. But it will forever be his birthday, forever, ever and ever.
Yeah, yesterday.
1925, the Albanian Parliament announces itself a republic. Ahmed Zogo became the president. 54, it's newsreel time.
At Groton, Connecticut, a new naval era dawns with the launching of the Nautilus, one of the largest submarines ever built, and the first atomic-powered craft in history. It may well initiate a revolution in naval warfare. Some 20,000 are on hand, foremost among them, Mrs. Dwight D. Eisenhower, who will christen the historic vessel.
Christen it with a bottle of wine. Smash it right up against the hull there of the USS Nautilus. It was launched on the Thames River. I didn't know we had a Thames River here in Connecticut. Obviously, there's one near London, right?
Right,
there's Thames
right.
TV. They're the ones who brought us Benny Hill.
Foreshadowing
for a later mention on Bob Almanac. But I guess there is. Well, you know, when the British were here, they named everything either New England or New This, New That. A lot of English names.
Very clever, they thought.
That was, they weren't very original, those Brits, were they? They just named things that they already had named back at their place, their home. They wanted to make this like London.
Yeah.
We showed them, though.
We showed them.
We showed them the door.
So they put the Nautilus into the river, huh? That's interesting.
It was a deep river.
It must have been.
1957.
Now tell us, Ms. Hensley, whom did you bring?
Well, I brought a young girl from Virginia who is on Decca Records. Miss Patsy Cline.
From Winchester?
That's right. Huh? And tonight she's going to do her next release that will be out the 26th on Decca.
What's the name of her song?
Walking After Midnight.
Walking after
1957, they say. That's Arthur Godfrey on his television show, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. And that was Patsy Cline's mother.
I was going to say.
Hilda Hensley. Because Patsy Cline's real last name is Hensley. Her maiden name, Virginia Patterson Hensley. She broke the rules, though.
I go out walking.
Because Arthur Godfrey had a rule that if you had a talent agent, you had to have a talent agent to be on the show. It was called Talent Agent. And the name of the show.
Right.
But that talent agent could not be a family member.
Oh.
So Hilda Hensley, the mother of Patsy Cline, lied. They lied to get on the Arthur Godfrey show this day, 57. They knew how big it would be for her career.
And they were right.
This is actual audio of her singing. Walking well, After Midnight. That was 1957.
That's very cool, by
59,
the way.
59, we need to remember Carl Switzer. He, of course, better known as Alfalfa.
Fine singer.
He hits all the notes. This is the episode where he has a picnic with Darla and she mistakes soap, the cheese for soap. And there's soap in the...
I've seen it.
And then he goes and sings, after recess and after lunch. He's playing the piano. I would say Darla plays the piano better than Alfalfa sings.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much.
And then he took a glass of water and now he got bubbles coming out of his mouth. It's a classic scene, but this was the date that Alfalfa, Carl Switzer, was shot dead at his front door by a business partner in dispute over money. Just a few shillings. He was only 31.
Days.
One of the tragic endings in the history of Hollywood, really,
yeah,
when you think about it.
Right.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Hello, my friend.
So the Johnny Cash show premiered on this date, ABC Television. It debuted in prime time.
What year?
He had some of the great shows of that era. You had the Smothers Brothers show, of course. Glenn Campbell had his Good Time Hour.
Coming down
69?
70.
Seven.
Johnny Cash show debuted. It was on a couple of years.
Yeah,
and it was really cool to see him performing with non-country artists. He'd have Simon and Garfunkel on,
yeah,
or he'd have Bob Dylan on and play with them. There's some really cool videos from the Johnny Cash Show.
That's awesome.
76.
An historic moment in perfect harmony and at precisely the scheduled time on January 21st, the world's first supersonic airliners point their needle noses skywards. On top, Air France bound for Rio. British Airways below, beginning the trip to Bahrain.
So the Concorde began commercial service on this date. They took off, as you could hear there, simultaneously as scheduled. That's another thing not to like the Brits about.
Scheduled?
Scheduled. Yeah, instead of saying scheduled, they scheduled. They took off from Paris and London, 1976. I always thought the Concorde looked like Rodan.
Yeah.
You know, Godzilla's buddy.
Yes, yeah, there's
a little... pointy nose and the wingspan, the whole thing. 1987...
Ladies and gentlemen, may I first of all say that it is indeed a privilege, a pleasure, and an extreme honor to be here to accept this award on behalf of my little sister. Thank you very much. My little sister, Aretha.
Aretha Franklin, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She could not be there on this night in 87. They had a lot of catching up to do because it opened in 86, and they just rattled off all kinds of honorees and Hall of Fame inductees those first few years. And
yeah,
Aretha became the first woman inducted. That was her brother Cecil Franklin.
Very
on
nice.
This date. And he was introduced by Clive Davis, who was in turn introduced by Keith Richards. I don't think Keith Richards was completely sober based on his performance on stage there. But it was entertaining, no doubt. You can look at the Hall of Fame archives. That was back in 87. How about 94?
We, the jury, find the defendant, Lorena Lenore Bobbitt, not guilty of malicious wounding as charged in the indictment.
She took matters in her own hands, Neil.
Literally.
Much like Clifton Clower, she was handy. I don't know about her being handy with a gun, but she was handy with a knife.
Yeah.
And malicious wounding of a malicious guy. From all accounts, that John Wayne Bobbitt guy wasn't very nice.
Yeah, he didn't treat her great. He did not.
The jury found that Lorena Bobbitt had an irresistible impulse. That's what she had at the time of the malicious wounding.
That's what you call it. And because of that,
she was acquitted by reason of temporary insanity.
Huh.
On this date, 1994. How about 2016?
Hello from the other side. I must have called.
Are you familiar with the collective works of Adele? Very popular.
Yeah, I've heard some of her stuff, for sure.
And she's dropped some serious weight, too. And did she go keto? I'm not sure how she did it, but
she's got a great voice.
This song officially became the fastest YouTube video to reach 1 billion views. The previous record holder, and I was kind of disappointed, and really I was depressed for a few days because it beat out Gangnam Style from My Guy Psy from South Korea. So,
and what was the name of that song?
The name of that song is Hello. Now, Hello. Do you like that Hello or this Hello?
Hello.
That's pretty good Hello there, too.
Yes, it is.
Is it me
Or do you like this hello?
Hello?
Bob Newhart. I mean, that's a pretty good hello, too.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Those are all good. Those are probably my top three hellos. 2019, this date.
Second down and six. This one floated for Rudolph. Touchdown. What a start.
Actually, 2018. 38 hockey stick, Neil. It was the 2017 season, 2018 January, this date. 38-7, Eagles beat the Vikings. They marched down the field. They marched down the field like, oh, this is easy. We're going to be playing in the Super Bowl on our home stadium.
Right.
But that would be the only...
38 unanswered.
Yeah, it was ugly. So Tom Brady has won more conference championship games. This doesn't even related to this game from 2018, but I look further into it. He has been in more conference championship games than 28 other NFL franchises.
Unbelievable.
And he has more playoff wins than all but five teams, including the Vikings. He has more playoff wins as an individual player, 32, than the Vikings have in their franchise history.
Very impressive.
1 year ago.
Australian scientists have identified the world's oldest asteroid crater, which they think may explain how the planet was lifted from an ice age. Here's the researcher, Dr. Thomas Davison.
This date a year ago, we found out that the world's oldest asteroid impact was 2.2 billion years ago, Western Australia. Betty White confirmed that it did occur. Birthdays now.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Vern Lundquist for Jack Nicklaus here. The Golden Bear, 18 major tournaments. I think that record is safe. I don't know if Tiger's going to be able to win. Where is he at? 17?
Oh,
16?
No.
16? How far back is he?
15.
Is that 15? He's still got a few to go.
He's got at least three, to tie.
Jack Nicklaus.
That was his 86 Masters there?
Yeah, you know it. It was that long putt that he made. And, boy, what a charge he had. Who could forget that yellow shirt he was wearing?
That back nine.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. More opera.
Why not?
If there's anything that I hear when I'm on the street, I'm out shopping, pumping gas, and people bring up the almanac, they say you need more opera. And more old time, a.k.a. polka music. Placido Domingo, he's one of the three tenors. It was him, Pavarotti, and I think Susan Boyle was the third one. Placido Domingo.
Jim Neighbors
is 80 today. He would have fit right in. Yeah, he can really do that stuff. We had a wrestler on our list today.
I'll tell you what. Get ready, L.A. We're going to celebrate. Polish Pires coming to L.A., and we're going to win that $50,000 Battle Royal. Bar none of the guys. I'm watching my back.
Ivan Putski, Polish Power. He was shorter than Gene Okerlund. But the guy had some arms.
Yeah, he
was a great bodybuilder. And my favorite Ivan Putski memory is when he was wrestling Jesse Ventura. It was arm wrestling. They arm wrestled in the middle of the ring.
Okay.
And Jesse was cheating. And then it looked like he was going to lose. So Jesse pulled him onto the table, gave him a forearm smash, hit him with a chair over the back of the head.
What started out as a simple arm wrestling match turned into chaos.
Ivan Polish Power, the Polish Hammer Putski. Is 80 today.
That's awesome.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
You have to be a real big woman.
Arthur, will you take my hand?
That would leave you with one.
Jill Eikenberry from Arthur. She was supposed to marry Arthur. He didn't want to. And the whole deal, what was it? If he didn't marry her, he didn't get the money?
Something like that.
74 for Jill Eikenberry.
And I was growing to dancers about how men and women all live apart.
Jimmy Ibbotson's on our list today. Happy birthday to him.
He was my favorite lead singer for the band. With all due respect to Jeff Hanna.
Yeah.
Jimmy Ibbotson was the guy who made
them for a while. He left them in the Dirt Band era. When they were just the Dirt Band, he wasn't with them. Then he came back and then was part of the whole country thing.
I heard, you know, multiple things, but one, he didn't like to fly as hard on the hurt his ears, and
that happens. Yep. So he's 74 today. He wrote that song along with a number of other hits for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jimmy Ibbotson. He didn't write this one though. Billy Ocean. His real name is Leslie Charles. Are you ready for the hook? Here we go.
Out of my dreams.
Let me mean, he brought the whole kind of calypso Caribbean sound, Billy Ocean, even had a song, Caribbean Queen.
Did
or is
it well.
Caribbean Queen? I don't know. I'm sure Noel from Monticello's opinion, is it Caribbean Queen or is it Caribbean Queen? I think he says it both ways in the song. Billy Ocean is 71. This gal could catch.
You want to stay here plucking cows, that's your business.
You know something? You're not nice.
Ooh, that one hurt. So long, milkmaids.
Oh, and a John Lovitz cameo with Gina Davis. She could catch for my team. She should be the third catcher on the Twins.
She's good.
Even better than a bullpen catcher. So Gina Davis, 65. Robbie Benson.
Hatchie Bridge. All out.
Afternoon, Mr. Hartley. Hi, I'm Billy Joe McAllister.
Good morning, Mr. and Ms. Hartley.
I'm Billy Joe McAllister. You may remember me.
Oh, yes, we do.
Because of
a gal named Bobby Gentry. We know all about Billy Joe McAllister. And Robbie Benson played Billy Joe McAllister in the movie. Ode to Billy Joe. He was also in Ice Castles, which part of it was filmed at Met Center here in the Twin Cities. You knew that.
I did.
Robbie Benson, 65. Hakeem Olajuwon, 58. Twin Towers there with the Houston Rockets.
Hakeem the Dream.
Yes. He was originally Hakeem, and then they added H to his name later on, or he added it. And then one of the Spice Girls, I don't know, can you call her Baby Spice anymore? She's 45. Emma Bunton.
No,
Are you swinging away? No, well, I'm Bunton.
Baby Spice. I don't know. I guess she could still cross. She's still somebody.
Maybe
baby,
she's still
I'm sure.
the youngest of the Spice Girls.
Could be. Could be. I don't know them well enough to really make that call.
Move along. I'm done.
Oh, I was going to say, what are we waiting for? Gone, but not forgotten. We've got quite a list today. Stonewall Jackson, not the singer, but the Confederate general. 1824.
Although that Stonewall Jackson also did a great version of Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not, but I could see that.
Wrote it during the Civil War.
The high wire entertainer Carl Wallenda, he founded the legendary Flying Wallendas.
Couldn't take a punch.
No,
that was Houdini.
That was Houdini, right. Well, but they did tumble a couple times. Carl Wallenda. 1905. He was Kojak Telly Savalas.
Hey, fish. Who loves you, baby? You're beautiful.
You know how many trips he had to go to the dentist because all of those Tootsie Pops that he would consume on a daily basis just to keep up his brand?
If anybody knew how many licks it took to get to the center.
Mr. Owl, it's Kojak.
Kojak.
Not Mr. Owl. They kind of have a resemblance.
I loved Kojak. I watched
good
it
show
constantly. 1922 for Telly Savalas. What about Benny Hill? We mentioned him earlier. Benny Hill.
Well, we've got an action-packed program for you this afternoon. We've got sailing from Hailing. We've got sledding from Reading, shooting from Tooting, and karting from...
Oh boy, now that's some British humor that I could get into. That was right about my level.
Right.
When I was in my teens. Monty Python and Fawlty Towers, and those other things were a little bit above me and over my head, but boy, I could get into Benny Hill.
It was right in your wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
Benny Hill, 1924. He was Mr. Universe Steve Reeves, and then he played Hercules and in Hercules Unchained, 1926. He is one of us, Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, the one and only Wolfman Jack.
Who is this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
That's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Say you love me.
Well.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss can't believe it.
Yeah.
He couldn't put two and two together that they were the same guy. Not the brightest guy, but, they went out on a smaller boat in Jaws, so you do the math.
Yes. Need a bigger boat for sure. Born Robert Smith, he was heard on 2,200 radio stations in more than 40 countries.
Probably there was played only, this song.
Only one Wolfman Jack. Yeah, I bet he did. 1942 for the voice of Edwin Starr. That was his big hit, War, from the late 60s. We had the 45, I do recall that. Edwin Starr born on this day, 1942. And we play his music proudly. Music acting Mac Davis.
She's a free.
Heck of a songwriter. Didn't we just mention him yesterday because he wrote In the Ghetto?
Yeah. He was. Don't Cry, Daddy. This guy was a. You talk about your five tool player in baseball. This guy could do it all. I don't know how many. Singer, actor, songwriter, guitar player.
He could sew.
There you go. There's
he
five.
He sewed all of his band's outfits.
He was great in North Dallas 40. And Mac Davis, born on this day, 1942. And our gone rapper of the day is Run DMC's Jam Master Jay, born on this day, 1965. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff overlooked one notable person, Sam Mealy.
Oh,
longtime manager of the Twins in the 1960s. We lost him some 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being at a Twins game 5 years ago or so, and they were doing some kind of an all-time team, and I was surprised that he was still around. He lived to be practically 100.
Wow.
Sam Mealy.
He was our manager in 65. Yeah,
right? Yeah, that's right. You got it. 1922. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Garth Brooks, Two of a Kind, working on a Full House. Gary Allen, Nothing on But the Radio. Or Earl Thomas Conley, Love Out Loud.
Put some of my favorites in there. I know you think I'll go Gary Allen, but I'm going to go Love Out Loud with ETC.
Total coincidence.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.